This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pharmaceutical and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Results from the most comprehensive survey of U.S. residents to evaluate consumer behavior and perceptions about online pharmacies were released today by the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, a nonprofit organization dedicated to making the internet safe for consumers worldwide. Today, we're speaking with Aesop Global's Executive Director, Libby Bainey, once again to learn more. Libby, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Eric.
You bet, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us once again. So what made Aesop Global decide to do this poll right now?
Given that millions of Americans face the prospect of changes in their health care as Congress considers repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act, and as Congress debates legislation that would allow for the importation of prescription medicines from foreign jurisdictions, consumers may turn to the internet to access prescription drugs. Aesop Global conducted this survey to better understand consumer behavior and perception of online pharmacies in the United States.
And Libby, what were some of the general findings from the new Aesop Global survey?
Well, 55% of the people we surveyed said that they would consider or already do buy prescription medicines on the internet. 91% of those people said they have not discussed the risks of buying medicine online with their healthcare providers. An alarming 95% of poll participants reported that they were unaware of the tools available to verify the safety of online pharmacies before ordering medicines online. In addition, 19% of previous online pharmacy users said they found their online pharmacy simply through a web search. What that means is they just type in the name of their medication and search into a search engine and pick a site at random rather than ordering from websites associated with the legitimate pharmacies such as CVS.pharmacy or those approved by their insurance plans or the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. We were shocked to learn how many people were unaware of the risks and just how many people are or would buy online.
So Libby, what's the danger in just searching for your medicine and ordering online?
Great question. There are 33,000 illegal online pharmacies operating at any one time. And 100% of the time a person searches for buy medicine online, you're led to a site that is often illegal or dangerous. So if consumers aren't ordering from online pharmacy websites associated with the brick and mortar pharmacy or aren't verifying before they buy by going to our website, buysaferx.pharmacy, or looking to the right of the dot for the dot pharmacy approval, consumers are at risk of receiving counterfeit or adulterated medicines from one of those 33,000 illegal online drug sellers.
Today, once again, we are joined by Libby Bainey, the Executive Director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, a nonprofit organization dedicated to making the internet safe for consumers worldwide here on eHealth Radio's pharmaceutical and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Libby, what are the risks associated with buying prescription drugs from illegal online pharmacies?
Counterfeit medicines often contain little or no active pharmaceutical ingredient, or worse yet, sometimes contain dangerous poisons like floor wax, mercury, concrete, boric acid, road tar, or even antifreeze. And so when you buy online, you're at risk of receiving counterfeit products. But even if the medicine isn't counterfeit, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily safe or effective. It may have been stored in unsafe conditions, could be expired, contain too much, too little, or no active pharmaceutical ingredient at all. It may not have been kept in cold storage as required by a number of medicines. All of this could cause harm to patients and not provide the therapeutic benefit that they were expecting when they bought the medicine online.
I understand that Congress is considering legislation that would legalize the importation of prescription medicines from Canada. How do consumers feel about this issue?
That's a great question, and you're right. Congress is in the throes of considering how to authorize or whether to authorize Americans to buy medicine from foreign jurisdictions. And initially, when we did this poll, 20% of online pharmacy users, people that already buy online, said they were likely to consider buying medicines from Canadian online pharmacies. That doesn't really surprise us. Because a lot of people think that buying on Canadian pharmacies is cheaper or more convenient. But we gave participants some additional information to learn the facts about the legitimacy of Canadian online pharmacies to see if it impacted their opinion and their risk tolerance. And as a result, the majority of Americans indicated they were opposed to passage of drug importation legislation.
So what were the top factors that changed their minds in these regards?
First, we learned that when you educate consumers about the dangers, they change their minds. So we told consumers since 2010, there have been more than 200 felony counts against networks operating 400,000 websites affiliated with Canadian online pharmacies. That's a lot of felony accounts. But U.S. consumers often have no legal remedies available if they're harmed by medicine purchased from these Canadian online pharmacies. Second, consumers were compelled to learn that Canadian officials have said publicly that they cannot guarantee the safety of medicines ordered from Canadian online pharmacies. In other words, if Congress legalizes importation of prescription drugs from Canada, their equivalent of the U.S. FDA, their Health Canada, cannot guarantee that Americans will receive Health Canada-approved medicines. In fact, U.S. FDA found that 85% of the medicines ordered from pharmacies claiming to be Canadian actually come from other countries, including countries where we wouldn't even drink the water, let alone buy medicines. Further, the fact that had the biggest impact on people is that legalizing drug importation would drastically exacerbate the U.S. opioid epidemic. Right now, 91 people die every day from opioid-related overdoses. If Congress allowed Americans to buy drugs from Canada, the result would be that hundreds, if not thousands, of bad actors could launch websites offering to sell controlled substances and claiming to be Canadian, including offering to sell highly potent synthetic opioid fentanyl, which is one of the most deadly substances that are on our community streets today. We simply can't let this happen.
Libby, always great to have you, and we thank you for your updates and news accordingly. What can people do to stay safe or save money when shopping for medicines online?
Consumers should visit buysaferx.pharmacy. That's our website. ASAP Global has easy-to-use tools to verify whether an online pharmacy website is safe and legitimate. We also have information about organizations that offer prescription drug discount cards, patient assistance programs, and other ways for consumers to save, but also to stay safe when they buy medicines.
Libby, as always, thanks so much for taking out a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Eric.
And we'll give it our best shot. We've been speaking with, once again, Libby Bainey, Executive Director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, a nonprofit organization dedicated to making the internet safe for consumers worldwide. To learn more about ASAP Global's work and to make sure you and your loved ones are ordering from a legal and safe online pharmacy, visit buysaferx.pharmacy to verify before you buy. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the pharmaceutical and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.